السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So let's what go through أكلتها. Okay. أكلتها. Let's go through the table of the verbs. Okay.
أكلتها.
Let's look at the table of the verbs. أكلتها is similar to فعلتها.
Similar to فعلتها.
So أكلتها and فعلتها are
similar.
Why? فعلتها means I did it.
And
أكلتها means I. And okay. And أكلتها means I ate it. So we always say فعل is the standard. So the standard verb, the root verb is فعل, and the standard verb is فعلت. So فعلت, if you look at the verbs, the table of the verbs, okay, so where is فعلت? Look for فعلت in the present, in the past paper. Huh? First one is فعلت, right? فعل ماضي singular, which is مفرد. Okay, what do you see فعلت? Show it to me, Karen. Show it to me.
I don't have it. I never got that paper.
Okay, you can help. You can
help me, please.
He can help you. You don't have the verbs?
No, sure. I only have, I think I have B and C only.
Okay. How about you?
I still have it, I'm just looking through it.
Okay. I want you to point to فعلت. فعلت. You got it? You got it? So can you point to فعلت? From the verb side, point to فعلت. Huh? Point to فعلت. You need time to find it?
Yeah.
Copies for him.
Uh-huh.
Can you point to فعلت? Yep, that's right. Okay, good. Okay, the copy machine is not working, so you guys can share. Okay, so فعلت is what?
Do.
Is past tense, first person. So past.
So I did.
Tense. Is that right spelling for tense?
Yeah.
Past tense, first person. First person and singular. You got it? So that tells you about, in the homework, this tells you about what? About the column or the row?
The
column. Yes, tells you about the column. Which is going to be, which column in the homework?
The
You have your homework with you?
I left it.
Okay. Fine. All right. So then the next thing is have. So you go to the table of nouns or pronouns, the table of nouns and pronouns. And this is a detached or attached?
Attached.
Attached. Right? Not detached. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So where is the detached nouns? It's, yeah, okay. So, it is, look into the attached nouns and look which one comes plus ha. Which one that comes plus ha?
Third person.
Huh?
Third person.
Third person? Uh-huh. Third person, female. Third person, female. Can you put your finger on that?
Wait, these are the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one away.
No, this one is the one that's going should go up. And this one is...
Are these two the exact same thing?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, it looks like the exact same thing. So I'll put this one away.
Okay. So, ha is what? Is...
Third person
female. One female, right? One or singular or female singular. So look at now the example that I have given you in the homework. Huh? Look at this example and see. Where did I put number one? Do you have your homework with you? Lina. Yeah, that's right. It's number one here. Am I right?
One
here. Sorry. Okay, take a copy of this. Make a copy of this. One, two, three. Three copies of this.
Make it four because Henny might come.
Four it is?
She comes late.
And
you should make a copy of this. It's not that
late.
No, no.
Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Why do you say freaking all the time? All the time.
Because I care.
No.
Force of habit, if you ask me. Okay, so we'll start with this one.
This one.
You write your name on it.
Okay.
Guys, now
this
all
one,
your names are.
This one three. This one three. This one three.
So just make copies of all of these for everybody.
This one is three. And everybody has this. So three copies.
How about Henya? Okay, we can ask her copy if she comes.
Yes, okay. So you find, you see now? So I go to the table. I go to the table and pick the column. Pick the column that has... one and pick the row that has one female. Okay, let's use this to make it easy. Let's use some kind of abbreviation so that we make it easy. Third person female. So female one. So what is third person female one?
It means
third
one.
Person
female.
Female.
Only one female.
Yes, only one.
Well, why did it go from one to three?
Three means third person.
No, but why did it go from one? Wait, what happened to first and second person?
You know, I'm just telling you that you go into the table and pick this. Okay? All right. Then let's do the second one.
Does one mean first person?
Yes. No. One means one female. F1 means one female. Or you know what? We're just going to avoid confusion. Just write it as is. All right. So now what is the second example? The second example is... Let me propose an example for you until we get this back. Okay. Let's say akaltumu. Akaluha. Akaluha. Come on. No talking. So, أكلوها. وبعدين, this thing is not. وبعدين, so, أكلوها. Okay? Let's do akaluha. All right. So let's start with the verb chart. You have the verb chart? Do you have it or Lena has it?
This one?
No, I haven't.
You have it, the verb chart? Okay. Look at the verb chart. What is akalu?
They ate.
Which is fa'alu. Akalu, which is fa'alu. Fa'alu.
They all did.
Yes. Fa'alu.
Doesn't that have price?
Yeah, you can put an alif or you can just take it away. It's okay. Both are fine. Fa'alu. So, fa'alu is first, second, or third?
Third.
Past, present, or future? Past. Okay. And is it like...
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
Yeah,
I was right. All of you guys are now named
Justin.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Please, fast.
I'm
going to
change my name.
Okay. Fa'alu.
Then she gets the real
one. Okay? Fa'alu.
Yes. You both ate them. Both of you ate them.
No.
Fa'al is eight?
Fa'alu. Now, eight. Pick up the verb chart.
Thank you.
The verb chart. Okay? The verb chart. And the verb chart. In the verb chart. Where's the verb chart here? Here we go. In the verb chart, where is fa'alu?
In
the verb chart, Yusuf, where is fa'alu?
In the verb chart, fa'alu
right here.
Is third person.
I may have left that.
Huh?
It is third person.
Third.
I already have this.
So it is third person?
Past.
Yes.
I already have it. No, that's mine. What the heck?
I touched
it. This is a folder language.
Third person. Okay. Third person. How many in the third person and what's the gender?
How many?
Fa'alu.
Two.
Fa'alu is three plus. Three plus. Okay. Which is we call jam'. We call three plus is what?
Jam'.
Okay, so now I know in the homework, show me where is the third person, show me the column, or show me the row.
Okay.
The row.
Third person.
Yes, that third person, okay. Three plus, 3 plus what?
Male.
Male, okay? And that would be the row. Now let's do the column. So have is attached or detached? Is attached. Attached pronoun. Okay. What is, look at the, look at the,
these are both extra.
Do you guys all have the verbs chart?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the attached noun chart?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, have for attached pronoun. Have for attached pronoun. Huh? Let's work on the chart, huh?
Which one?
Have. Is attached to pronoun that indicates what? First person, second person, third person, singular. Ha is what?
Which chart?
Ha is? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
We have done this before. Ha is? Third person?
Female.
Singular? Female.
Hello.
I saw that. That was a really weird scene to come up.
What did you see?
I'm not part of this.
Grab it. It comes inside of the room.
Did you get it? Now, every one of you will get, will be doing one.
Chart.
Yes.
Huge.
Why is it that every single time I'm absent, there's a huge chart?
What? You should stop being absent.
I'm not absent that often.
I've only been absent like twice.
Maybe four.
Sorry, Lena.
Stop
right now. I'm going
to cry. Did you hit me in the eye?
Everything is recorded. Okay. Hello.
Guys, it's manly to cry. Now,
let's pick the second example. Let's pick the second example.
It's part of my lecture.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's pick the second example with where I did it. It says, أكلناه.
We ate it.
أكل. أكلناه هو. Okay, let's start here by أسماء. You can see how did I partition it? أكلناه هو. And this is like فعلنا.
فعلنا.
فعلنا. So, فعلنا أسمى. فعلنا. In the verb chart.
This can cut a penny. There's
in the verb chart. It goes into what?
First person.
First person plural. MashaAllah. Past tense, right? Past.
I have a dime.
Do you want me to cut it?
Yes, please.
Past tense.
I know it works with pennies. I've heard luck on that.
Okay. Past tense what? Okay. I want you guys to, I want you to find, point for me, where is أكلنا?
Me?
Yes.
Don't break.
أكلنا. In the past tense what? You passed it.
I support
her أكلنا, فعلنا.
Keep going.
فعلنا.
There's no أكلنا.
There's فعلنا. فعلنا, that's right. So it is past tense, huh? Past tense. First. Past tense, first person. Past tense, first
we
person.
Did.
Huh?
We did.
Okay, it's like we. Like we. So instead of saying first person or something like that, let me say past tense, we. So, past tense, we.
Right.
Okay? So, how about who? How about the hat? Is it attached? Is it attached or detached? It's what?
No.
It's what? Detached?
No, attached.
Attached.
Yeah.
Okay, so you saw the pronoun table. It's attached to what case?
I just saw the pronoun.
Let's have Adam answer.
Okay, so you had a, you had an extra.
Yeah. And everybody else answered.
The extra verb thingy?
Yeah, I know, but I'm thinking I want to see you.
Where are the answers?
They're over there.
You steal my money?
Follow with me. Okay, so past tense we. Everybody point to past tense we. I'm sorry. Everybody points to the hat. And the attached pronouns point to the hat. Okay. Where, which is what? Ha? Which is?
This one?
Ha. Ha. Just one ha. Just one ha.
Anyway?
One ha. So do you see one ha? Yes. Okay. So one ha. So what is the one hat here?
Oh.
One hat is what? Is his, right? Is his.
I have no idea.
Got it? The O, do you understand this? I'm going to use these words, his and we, to make you understand it. Okay, so. فعلنا is past tense, which is we, and this one, the hat, is this.
Why is it on his back? Because
okay.
He's flung. As I'm flung. Okay, guys, just focus. Giving up on you guys.
Now, the third one is أكلت مانهم. أكلت مانهم.
Is that an actual word?
Yes. Akaltu? Akaltu ma? Nehim. See how I split?
Nice.
Whoa.
A lot higher than that.
That wasn't very high.
I know, but...
I just want more money, man.
I want you to shut up.
Exactly.
We can't all get what we want, but it would be preferable if I get what I want and you shut up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
if I get what I want, I have
this. So,
I'm okay. Here, you can change the jacket.
Tu, ma, me, him. Hello. Akaltu ma, nihim. Move to the other side.
Yeah, you. Come, sit next to me.
Okay, I'll ask you to do the verb part. You see how I split them? Akaltu ma is fa'altu ma. Or fa'altu mani.
This is true.
Yes,
yeah.
This is actually true.
I don't know, for some reason, you just bring the energy.
Hmm. Okay.
That is a compliment.
فعلتُ ماني. So, فعلتُ ماني. Look at the verb chart. Where is فعلتُ ماني? You first look into the verb chart, into the past tense. Do you find it in the past tense?
Yes.
Where?
Second person.
with you
that's
all wishes
now.
That you all did.
Yeah.
Again, you all. فعلتما is you both, right?
No.
Oh, فعلتما.
This one or this one?
فعلتما.
I think it would be you two did.
You two
it's,
did, yeah.
Yeah, two people.
No, actually, it's right here. فعلتما. It is. فعلتما. It is.
Two male.
You. It is.
You two did.
You. Two male and male and female. You two male and female. That's why if you look at number three in the solution, yes, you find number three in the table. In the table. Number three is listed under what?
Two male and two female.
Is listed under two male and two female in the third person. Why is that? Because?
It's the same for both.
Because if we go to the chart table, it says, فعلتما or فعلتماني. Okay? فعلتما and فعلتماني are the same, by the way, if you want to put a note there. فعلتماني is مثنى مذكر ومؤنث. It's two male or two female. So you find me putting it there under two male and two female together.
Quick
question. Go
ahead. Do people actually use فعلتماني?
Yeah, the Quran is full of that. أكلتمانهما. شربتمانهما. شربها. شربتها. شربهم.
أكلتما.
أكلتما. What? أكلتما what? Let's say التفاحة.
Okay.
So أكلتمانها. Ha is the تفاحة in this case. You got it?
We're learning direct
uh-huh.
objects.
Wait, so why did you put out the third person?
It would be...
Third person?
Because isn't it for two people then?
Number three? Yes, it's the third.
Yeah.
Oh. فعلتما? Oh, it is... فعلتما.
Yay, Asma's smart, yeah.
فعلتماني or فعلتما?
Stop it!
You two, male and female.
He's begging my stop.
Okay,
even
it's
know
right
anymore.
Here. It's
I have scissors. It's more than threatening enough. I can just snip it in half and both of you guys can have half of it.
That works. Actually, I kind of need that. It completes my dollar.
Oh, your name is to complete your dollar.
Yeah.
What are you going to get for a dollar?
I don't know.
فعلتما. Hello.
Be quiet.
فعلتما is you two did. It's under you two did. فعلتما is under what?
You two did.
You two did.
You two did.
Okay?
You two did.
Good sir. Ma'am. No. No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
You got that part right?
Yes.
Okay. How about the second portion? You will be required to finish this on your own.
Okay.
To finish
okay.
This
what second portion?
How about the pronoun?
What is it name?
It is
a
name.
The pronoun.
6:27.
The pronoun is hum. Do we go with attached or detached? Huh?
Can you guys hear those kids outside?
Okay, let me make you a note. فعلتماني and فعلتما are the same. Okay? Do you understand this? فعلتما and فعلتماني are the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
فعلتما and فعلتماني are the same.
Yeah.
Sometimes the noun is omitted. Sometimes the noun is required, like here. Well, we can actually write it. We can actually write it without the noon. Let's make it easy.
فعلتهم. فعل. أكلت ماهم. أكلت ماهم.
So أكلت ماهم or
أكلت ماهم are the same. So أكلت ماهم.
These are equal. Those are equal to each other. You got it?
Yeah.
Will you say akaltumanihim or akaltumahum?
Akaltumahum.
Akaltumahum. So in both cases it's hum. It's either akaltuma or akaltumani. Okay? Hum is a detached attached pronoun pointing to what? Hum. Hum. Point to it. Where is hum? Hum. Yes. That's right. Hum. Yeah, this one is separate, detached, and this one is attached.
You want the attached one?
Yes. Yes, because it's. Look, it's attached to the end of the word, right? Detached means it's by itself, by itself. Hum, okay? So, you said that is third person. Hum means third person. Third person, male or female?
Male.
Singular or double or plural?
Plural.
Plural. Okay? Got that? So, if we want to do the translation for this, we will say, we ate it.
We ate.
You got it? Did you use the translation? Shh. We ate it. Okay. We ate it. We ate. And we here is what?
3 plus. And 8 here is 3 plus male. And 8 here. It here is 1. Plus one plus okay, one plus or just one here is one meal.
We ate it. Okay, if we want to translate this, we translate this into So, how do you translate fa'altuma? Means you two did.
Did you take care of each other?
So, you, the translation would be you two did. So, the translation is what? You two did. Hello? The translation of this is what? You two did. Oh, you two, instead of did, you two ate,
you two ate them.
You two ate them. You two ate them. You two ate them.
Okay.
Okay. You two ate them. Now, if we go into this, can you translate this to me? Ta'aluha, that one, last one.
We did.
Okay. First of all.
Eat it.
Just
eat it.
Fa'alu. Fa'alu means many people did the verb. Many males.
Okay.
Many males. So the many males is they. So the many males is what? They. They ate. You notice that I did not change the verb so that I don't confuse you. So the verb is always ate. Okay? So they ate. Huh? They ate what? They ate a singular female, which is singular female word.
Okay.
Which is
Kaka.
We ate
Kaka.
Or duck.
Huh?
Kaka.
We ate it.
What is it?
Ate. We ate it. You got it? In English, we ate it. Or they ate it.
Eat it.
They ate it. Okay? You got this part right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So now, will you have any trouble doing the homework?
Okay. Let me rephrase that.
No, we understand.
If we
understand.
Gave you a quiz right now on this whatnot, would you understand it and be able to do it if it was open note?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
If it wasn't open note.
More or less.